Welcome back to Musical Age Podcast. Today we will be talking about instruments. And also, tune in for the big announcement at the end of the podcast. Also, this episode will be featuring my dad and my brother Thomas. And you will get to learn about how different instruments work and what... And also, I will talk to you about how I know how to do my own instrument, which is piano. Welcome back to the Musical Age Podcast. Right now, I do not have my brother or my dad with me right now, so I will be talking to you about piano, which is the instrument that I play. There will be different segments that you will get to hear, and I will also talk about different parts of learning how to do the piano, and I also will feature something that a thing that will help you learn piano. Alright, I'll see you in the next segment. Alright, right now we will be talking about chords. And since I don't have my piano here right now, I will add in an extra segment for you guys to listen what a chord sounds like. So a chord is basically different keys played on every few beats to make the song sound better. It also sometimes helps because sometimes a song is required to have chords. And there are lots of different kinds of chords, and I will only show you one kind of chord that will help with one of the songs that I will show you. I'll see you in the next segment. Kind of an idea of what a chord is when it goes like this. That is a chord. Well, I hope you know all about chords, and I hope you liked the song that I played. And right now we're going to talk about improvising. Improvising is basically doing whatever you want on the piano during pauses that the song might have, like rests. And I might talk to you about rests today. Also, this podcast might be split up into different instruments. Like, this episode might be piano, and then another episode might be guitar, another episode might be clarinet. Alright, I was just trying to tell you that announcement, and we'll talk more about improvising in this next segment. Here's the segment that I will be talking about, improvising. Improvising, as you heard from the last segment, is kind of just messing around with the piano in some kind of rest or something, and I will talk about that in a completely different segment. Alright, so, improvising. There are a lot of ways to improvise. You might just kind of go with the beat, like, kind of like this. Like, go down with the beat and just kind of play down the piano, kind of. That is kind of a way to improvise, and I learned this, and I think it's really useful. You should try thinking up some ways if you are doing piano to, you should be thinking up ways that you could improvise on the piano, because sometimes you can be clueless and it's really hard to just think up something in that time. And trust me, this is from experience. I've done this and it's hard to improvise. in fact. And I really hope you guys have learned a lot from this segment about improvising. Here's a segment about notes. Like, here are some examples. So, there are things that my music teacher sometimes calls them tas and TTs. TTs are basically two sounds in one beat. Which, it goes like TT. And this is one beat. Boom. Boom. And then they call the one beat note a ta. It basically, it's a note that you play in just one beat. So you can learn, this is just kind of the basics. I'm telling you the basics because there's a lot more to it. Usually when there is a little white space in it, means to hold for two more beats. And when it's just a circle with white in the middle, it means to hold for four beats. So that is a little bit about chords, I guess you could say. Oh, I forgot about rests. One of them looks kind of like a little top hat. That is when you rest for two beats, which is like this. Rest, rest. So, and then there's a symbol that I'm not quite sure to explain. You might be able to learn it another time if you're really into piano. It means one rest, like one beat and one rest. So basically during rest, you basically do nothing on the piano. That's all. You do nothing on the piano when there's a rest. So I hope you learned a lot about notes in this segment. Next segment will be the big announcement for the end of the episode.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Musical Age Podcast. This is the last segment, and we will have a huge announcement. And it's kind of exciting, I guess you could say. But guess what? So this is the announcement. This podcast is becoming a monthly podcast. The episodes will be completely expanded. I'm going to make an hour-long podcast every month. So you look out for a podcast episode every month. And I will make another episode, hopefully sometime November. This was originally meant for October, but I had a lot on my mind, and there was a lot to do, and I was thinking up about the monthly podcast stuff. So, I hope you like this podcast episode, and I'll see you next time. Musical H out.